Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you again. We thank you for this privilege to come worship.
天父，我们再一次去感谢你，让我们有这个特权来到敬拜。
For you are our Father, our God.
因为你就是我们的天父。
You are the one that gives us life.
你就是赐生命那一位。
We pray that your word of life.
我们祈求你赐生命的话语。
Lord, will richly dwell within our hearts.
丰丰富富的居在我们的心里。
Open our ears to hear your word.
求主打开我们的耳朵，让我们听见你的话语。
Especially soften our hearts to receive your word.
特别软化我们的心，让我们去接受你的话语。
That your word will mold us and make us more and more in the image of Christ.
让你的话语去塑造我们，让我们更有基督的形象。
Father, help us not to be ones who are hard at heart.
帮助我们每一个刚硬的心。
But Lord, help us to be receptive to your truths.
帮助我们接受你的真理。
So that we will apply them within our lives.
然后在我们的生命里面，我们能够运用出来。
Help us to mature in spirit.
帮助在灵里面，我们能够成熟。
To grow up.
我们成长,
to be vessels of blessing to others.
我们成为别人祝福的器皿,
to be men and women that can stand firm in faith.
我们作男作女的能够在我们的信心里面站立得稳,
to be true soldiers who battle for you.
成为基督的精兵,
that as we live this Christian life,
当我们过这个基督徒生活的时候,
we will not be tossed to and fro.
我们不会是抛离的,
to be able to stand firm in Christ.
乃是站立得稳在基督里面站立得稳。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So we're coming up to the final sections of Ephesians.
我们现在是讲到以弗所书最后那一段了。
You know, I'm sorry, that might last a couple of weeks too.
就算这个是最后一段呢，我们都可以讲几个礼拜。
Because this section of the Bible, Paul is reminding us that Christians, we're in the midst of a spiritual battle.
在这个最后一段，保罗就提醒每一个基督徒，我们现在是在征战当中。
As we've talked about a couple of weeks ago, Satan and his minions have rebelled against God.
在早几个礼拜，我们已经讲过撒旦和他的手下，他们背叛神。
Now they are at war with God against Christ and all of his followers, the church.
他们是与神、与基督和基督的跟随者来作战。
You know, Satan hates God.
因为撒旦恨神。
And he uses men and women as his pawns.
他们用男用女成为他的工具。
He uses men and women as his pawns to attack God and Christ.
他就用男用女作为一个工具去攻击神，去攻击基督。
To attack the truth.
去攻击真理。
And turns the society and the world away from Christ.
将这个社会，将这个世界转离开神。
Yes, while we know that Christ already has dealt the death blow to Satan on Calvary's cross.
没错，我们知道在加勒山，神已经藉着十字架置撒旦于死地。
Yeah, Jesus' death and resurrection has already defeated sin and Satan.
没错，主耶稣基督的死和复活已经胜过罪恶，胜过撒旦。
That's true for the world as well as for us.
而没错，这个对于我们来讲是一个真实。
That God has freed us from the slavery of sin.
神亦都使我们在罪的奴仆当中得到释放。
Saved us from the condemnation of judgment.
亦都在神的审判当中救赎了我们。
So we know that Satan's final judgment and defeat is sure.
所以我们能够很肯定的，撒旦最终的这个的审判，最终的这个的被击败。
Satan and all his minions are destined to face God's wrath and judgment.
而撒旦同佢一切嘅手下嘅终结都系要面对神嘅审判，神嘅咒诅。
Revelation says that they will go into hell when Christ returns.
而喺启示录就系讲到，当耶稣翻嚟嘅时候，撒旦同佢嘅手下都要去到地狱。
But now at this present time,
但系喺今时今日
，Satan is wounded.
撒旦系被伤。
And he is a creature that is actively, furiously fighting and trying to turn his destiny.
但是现在的他就是尽他所能的力量来到与神来到作战，去改变他的结果。
And what Christians have to understand is that he is furiously fighting for your soul.
我们要知道他是竭力的 去爭你嘅靈魂。
He wants you to fail in your walk of your Christian life.
佢就要你喺你基督徒嘅道路上邊，你係要跌倒。
To attack you so that you become ineffective in your life for Christ.
係要去攻擊你，以致你喺基督裏邊嘅生命係無效嘅。
That's why it's so important for us to realize that we're in this spiritual battle.
所以我哋好重要嘅，要留意到我哋現在係一個屬靈嘅爭戰。
A lot of Christians walk through life without knowing that they're in this battle.
因為有好多基督徒過活嘅時候都唔在乎，唔留意到佢哋係作戰。
We don't continue to grow in God's word and understanding of how we are to stand in Christ.
我哋要不斷嘅喺神嘅話語裏邊嚟到成長，去知道喺在基督裏我哋喺邊度。
Sometimes we stay in this immature state.
有時我哋就喺呢一個不長進嘅光景。
We receive Jesus as my Savior, very enthusiastic.
我哋好興奮嘅就接受咗主耶穌基督為我哋嘅救主。
But then we don't continue to grow.
但係我哋唔繼續嘅成長。
Now we develop some type of idea, okay, I gotta live for Christ now.
我哋就有一啲嘅意念話，哦，而家為基督而活。
And we try to live that life for Christ in our own way.
但系我哋用自己嘅方法为基督而活。
And that's sometimes a problem.
有时呢一个系一个问题。
You know, you guys ever watched? I grew up. When I grew up, we had these Saturday morning Chinese kung fu movies at 3 o'clock. Did you ever have that?
我成长嘅时候咧，每个周星期六嘅下午3点钟咧，就有呢啲功夫片睇。
You know, we didn't have like Disney Channel and cable and Nickelodeons and cartoon all day long.
我哋冇话整日咧有好多唔同嘅台，迪士尼台其他嘅台睇嘅。
For me, it's like if I wanted to watch cartoon, it has to be on Saturday.
咁如果我想睇卡通咧，就一定要礼拜六嘅早上。
And it was a wonderful thing. Saturday afternoon, they would have all these Chinese kung fu movies.
咁礼拜六嘅下昼咧就会有呢啲功夫片啊。
And you would kind of they'll make it in English, but it was set actually in Chinese.
咁咧佢哋就会代替咗翻譯咗講英文。
They were kind of hilarious because they would be speaking, but then it'll be translated into English.
咁佢哋翻譯得嚟咧，又好風趣嘅。
But you ever watch those movies?
你有冇睇過呢啲片啊
？You know, my favorite one is one with Jackie Chan.
我最中意就睇成龍噶啦。
You know, he would have that drunkard as his teacher.
佢就有呢個醉酒嘅師傅。
And his teacher, he went to train with his teacher.
咁佢咧就喺嗰度练武啦。
And all the teacher would do is make him practice his horse stance. Horse stance.
咁呢个师傅咧，净系教佢咩咧？扎马。
And all day long he was just practicing his horse stance.
由朝到晚就系要扎马。
He would put water bowls on his head and on his knees.
又摆啲水喺个头，摆啲水喺个。
And he'll hit him every time he falls.
咁每一次佢跌咧，就要打一层。
He'll make him stand on top of a well.
就算咧喺个井上边都要去咁样企扎马。
He had to learn to stand.
佢就要学点样正确嘅去企啊。
But Jackie Chan didn't like that. He was lazy.
但係咧，成龍唔中意啊，因為佢懶惰啊嘛。
You know, so after he learned for a couple of times, he thinks he's okay now. He's good. He's ready.
佢練咗兩下就覺得自己得啦，掂啦。
You know, and then he goes picks a fight, and the problem is he gets beat up real bad.
咁啊，跟住同人打交啊，俾人打到豬頭柄咁。
He couldn't stand.
佢企唔到啊。
You know, with those real professional kung fu guys.
因为那些真的懂功夫的人他打不到。
He would be wiped out and he'll flop on the floor.
他被人一拳就打到落地了。
You know, and that's sort of like us sometimes as Christians.
其实我们做基督徒都是这样的。
You know, we like to think we know everything and we're strong enough to stand.
我们以为我们什么都懂了，我们站得稳了。
You know, we don't like to go through the basics of that training.
我们不想做最基本的训练。
And that's where sometimes God warns us.
但是神就是这样提醒我们。
That we need to train properly.
我们要有正确的锻炼。
And this is what actually Paul's telling us here.
其实保罗这里就是说这样。
And you are in the battle.
他说你现在是争战当中。
And you need to know how to train properly.
你要知道要受什么正确的训练。
In order for you to stand in Christ,
如果你要在基督里面站得稳,
you need to go through the basics.
你就要用从基本学。
And what he's telling us is that basics is the spiritual, put on the spiritual armor of Christ.
Now
we can't go thinking that we can defeat Satan in all our own ideas. You know, you may know the Bible a lot, but you can't go around fighting in your own knowledge. God says, Ephesians says that he's given you already the resources to battle against Satan. He said in verse 10 of Ephesians 6, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
聖經咁樣講,我還有未了的話,你們要靠著主,依賴他的大能大力作剛強的人,要穿戴神所賜的全副軍裝,就能抵擋魔鬼的詭計。
So last time we already talked about what it means to stand firm in the Lord.
我們上次已經講到咩叫做喺主裡面站立得穩。
All right, and what the definition is, how do we stand firm?
問題是我們怎樣才可以站立得穩呢?
We stand firm by putting on the battle armor that God has designed for us.
就是憑著穿上神給我們的全副軍裝。
You know, so we're going to be able to spend a couple of weeks actually to talk about this armor because it's vital for us.
這套軍裝對於我們來講是這麼重要的，所以我們會用幾個禮拜的來到去講解。
God has designed it for us, so we need it.
是神為我們而設的，所以是一個必須。
You know, God is all powerful.
神是全能的。
And he is loving and faithful.
他亦都是信實，亦都是慈愛。
So if he's called you as his children to battle against Satan,
所以如果他呼召你成為他的兒女與撒旦作戰,
he equips you.
他亦都裝備你。
You know, he knows that Satan is stronger than you. He created him. He created angels with powers much more than what we have. But God sends us out in this battle by equipping us with his armor. And he provides everything that we need to fight against the devil's schemes. What we must do is we must walk faithful in putting on that armor.
而穿上這個軍裝。
So today we're going to be focusing on this one verse, verse 14.
今天我們專注的是一節的聖經第14節。
And we're looking only at these first two pieces of the armor.
這裡就講到軍裝的頭兩副。
It says, verse 14, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
所以要站穩了。 用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
So the first piece of armor is the belt of truth.
所以第一件嘅军装就系呢一个束腰嘅带子。 The word 真理当作束腰。
The word truth in the Greek.
喺希腊文嚟讲，真理。
Althea.
就系呢个字 Althea.
Okay, can be translated as truth or truthfulness.
佢嘅翻译可以出嚟。
It can refer to two things. It refers to the truth as content, as what the truth is.
第一个表达性就是说这个内容的真实性。So
what, it can be truth, meaning it's defined by the word of God or revelation of God.
那什么是真实，什么是真理呢? 那个定义就是从神那个话语而来的。
So that's the content. It's truth, God's word.
这个就是那个内容的真实性，就是神的话语。
Or it could be pointing to the attitude of truthfulness.
又或者可以说是一个态度的真实。
To have sincerity, to have integrity.
就要有这个真诚，亦都有这个正直。
That idea of being honest and committed.
意思就是要有这个诚实，有这个诚信。
So whichever way you're looking at it,
所以无论你用咩角度嚟睇
，truth is vital and it's the foundational piece。
真理、真实系好重要嘅，因为呢一个系军装最基本嘅。
Because it's this belt of truth that holds all the parts of the armor together。
因为呢个真理嘅腰带就系将军装其他嘅部分连起嚟。
And we're going to find out that it's this truth, this belt of truth that actually holds the Christian together。
而我哋再睇就会睇到呢个真理嘅腰带就系帮助一个基督徒站起嚟。
So you must put on this belt of truth。
所以你必定要将呢一个真理嘅腰带。
You must be controlled and anchored by this truth of God's word.
你必然要扎根于神真理嘅话语，让神真理嘅话语去管辖你。
You must have this attitude of truthfulness as well.
而同时喺你嘅生命里边，你亦都要有呢一个嘅真实性。
Why is that important?
点解呢个系重要
？Why is truth so important?
点解真理系咁重要咧？
Because Satan is a liar.
因为撒旦是一个讲大话的。
And the way that he attacks you and I,
而他怎样去攻击你和我呢?
Will be through lies, temptations.
就是藉着他讲的大话。
False theologies.
藉着试探,藉着虚假的神学。
He tempts you with untruth.
他就是用虚假来到攻击你。
He puts false doctrines within your true doctrines.
他是在你真正的教义里面混淆了一些虚假的教义。
And once you begin to walk in these false doctrines, your faith becomes wavery.
当你在这些虚假的教义上面来到行的时候，你的信心就被动摇了。
These are his schemes.
这个就是他的计谋。
And he attacks the truth that is in us.
他就是要攻击在我们内心的真理。
Because he's the, what the Bible says, the father of lies, right?
为什么?因为他就是说谎之父。
And if we as the soldiers fighting this war,
如果我们是一个士兵要在这个战场作战,
if the truth is not real sure in us,
如果这个真理不是实在的在我们里面,
God's word isn't really strong within us,
神的话语不是扎根的在我们里面。
We will have a hard time standing firm.
我哋就好难站立得。
Very basic principle.
其实呢一个系一个好简单嘅原则。
Christians must understand God's word, the truth.
一个基督徒必然要明白神嘅真理，神嘅话语。
And also, it's the confidence that we gain walking in truth every day.
而当我哋每日在真理上面行走的时候，我们的信心也都会增加。
As we walk holy in truth,
因为在真理上面，我们用圣洁的来行走。
That certainty of God's word grows within our hearts.
因为神话语的肯定也都使在我们的心里面来成长。
And it's that truth that protects our soul.
就是这个的真理去保护我们的灵魂。
It's that application of God's word each and every day that helps us to grow stronger.
就是当我们每日去运用神的话语的时候，就使我们更加的刚强。
That's what Paul is actually emphasizing here.
在这里保罗所提倡的就是这样。
Maybe it might be more clear if we understand this armor analogy.
或者如果我们更加明白这个军装的比喻，我们能够看得更加清楚。
You ever seen those Roman army soldiers with all their armor on?
你有没有看过这些罗马兵丁他们的制服是怎样的呢?
Under all that armor, they wear a cloth tunic that covers their whole body.
在他们的军装底下就有一块的布是用来遮住自己的。
It's their undergarment.
这个就是他们的内衣。
It's not so fancy as what we have today.
不是好像我们今天这么先进的内衣。
You know, they make billions of dollars selling you underwear today, you know that?
你知不知道每一年这些人可以因为卖内衣裤赚很多钱。
You can buy briefs that cost more than a suit.
你可以买啲内裤咧，仲贵过买件西装。
And there's so much fancy stuff. There's briefs, there's boxer shorts, and there's, you know, fancy T-shirts.
咁原來內褲咧都有好多款。
I'm not even getting into the woman's undergarment.
我哋而家都唔使講女士嘅內褲。
They have a whole store to sell that stuff.
有成間鋪頭專門賣呢啲嘅添。
But in those days, in the army and in the Roman soldiers, their undergarment was basically a square sheet, a rectangular sheet.
咁當時咧，羅馬士兵咧，佢哋嘅內衣褲咧，其實就係一個長方形嘅一塊布。
It's a rectangular sheet with a hole cut in the middle of it.
係一個長方形嘅布，然之後剪咗個窿。
And that's where they fit their head.
咁就係個頭就係咁樣凹咗落去啦。
You know, it might be like one of those. You ever do those Halloween costumes, and it's easier to make a ghost, you know, for your son? 係
咪就係可以萬聖節嗰啲小朋友扮鬼扮馬嗰啲
？Instead of just making the eyes, they actually make a hole for your head.
咁佢哋唔係淨係剪隻眼啊，佢哋要剪個窿就凹咗個頭落去。
So they put this cloth on. This becomes a tunic, front and back. It covers you.
咁就係呢一塊布吸住自己，吸可以遮前又遮後啦。
So it's nothing fancy, and all that holds this together is a leather belt around you.
咁有啲乜嘢會綁住呢塊布咧？就係一條皮帶。
No, that's the belt of truth that this is actually talking about.
而喺呢度所講以皮帶束腰就係呢一條帶。
It's the belt of truth that holds this tunic in place, which kind of flaps around on the bottom. It's open and it's long.
就係呢個以真理嚟到束腰，就係用呢條皮帶去綁住呢件內衣。
Oh, you get the picture, right? It just flops around in the front and the back, and it's held together in the middle.
你諗唔諗到咧？呢一塊布鋪住你嗰陣時係癢癢下嘅，所以你係需要條皮帶束住佢，等佢唔好癢癢下。
Now, when you go into battle, you know what the problem is?
咁你知唔知如果你要去打仗嗰陣時個問題係咩？
Yeah, maybe a woman might know this better. How easy is it to fight in a dress?
咁或者女士會明白多啲。如果你著住條裙，你又點打咧？
You can't move. You'll step on that dress and you'll fall.
你打唔到噶嘛？你踩親條裙，你咪跌咯。
You know, you can't battle. You don't have ability to have freedom of movement.When that garment is loosely hanging around.
如果呢一塊布喺度養養下，你就冇呢一個活動嘅自由度。
You know, it'll trip you, it'll make you fall.
佢會令你慣到，你會跌低。
So what the soldier does is he takes those four corners of the tunic and he tucks it in the belt.
咁呢個士兵點做啊？就要將呢塊布嘅四個角。用呢個皮帶扎住。
He tucks the corners into the belt so that he can have that freedom of movement.
佢將呢啲飄飄下嘅布要扎住喺條腰度，以致佢個活動就有呢個自由度。
Some pull it from the front to the back, so you kind of have more protection and cover, right?
有啲或者係扎完前扎後。
But what it does is it puts those ends out of place so you don't trip over them.
主要就是要將那些框到去使它跌倒的東西扎實。
It gives you mobility, the ability to run and not have these things in the way.
讓你有這個活動的範圍，你跑的時候你都不會跌。
And a common phrase that is used within the Bible all the time is gird up your loins.
而聖經時常用一個字眼就是說要束緊腰。
Now this is the image that it's showing us when this example, gird up your loins.
这个就是说要束腰。
It's a symbol, the symbolic act of preparing for action.
就是有这个象征式你要准备行动。
So as the soldiers must gird up his loins to cover into his belt so that he's prepared for action.
正如一个士兵他要束腰。意思就是他已经准备好要有行动。
The idea that you need to be alert and ready to fight.
意思就是你要警醒准备作战。
Now we have this in Exodus 12 verse 11.
在出埃及记第十二章的第十一节。
You know, when God's warning Israel, be ready to leave Egypt.
当神叫以色列人准备离开埃及。
It's going to happen very quickly, right after the Passover night, you're going to be flying out of here.
神话好快噶咋，喺逾越节过后，你就要准备离开。
What does he say in verse 11?
咁喺第十一节佢讲咩？
Is the idea of gird your loins.
他就說要束緊腰,
you know, eat the Passover meal with your shoes on, with your staff in your hand.
你吃飯的時候,你要已經穿了鞋,你要束了腰,準備了。
In other words, be ready, be prepared for action.
另一個說話就是說,你要準備好有行動。
Be ready to move anytime.
準備隨時動。
You know, Jesus says the same thing in Luke 12:35.
在路加福音第十二章第十、第三十五節，耶穌講同樣嘅説話。
You know, he's telling the disciples, prepare for my coming, my second coming.
他呢度同門徒講話，你要準備我嘅再來。
It'll come like a thief in the night.
因為我就會好似賊夜晚嘅嚟到。
Stay ready.
你要準備好啊。
Be dressed for action.
你要穿好你嘅衣裳，準備有行動。
He said, you know, the idea says stay dressed for action. That's actually the words there says gird your loins.
咩叫做穿好衣服準備行動呢？意思就係話要束上帶子。
That's the actual words that are used. And gird your loins and have your lamps burning.
佢咁樣講，你們。 你們腰裡要束上帶燈，也要佔著。
My coming can happen anytime. Be ready.
因為我會隨時回來的，你要準備好。
All right, be ready by tucking in those loose ends.
將呢啲散收收嘅嘢扎好佢。
Christian, be ready for battle.
基督徒，你要準備作戰。
All right, that's the idea of girding up.
呢個就係束腰嘅意思。
Gird your loins in the belt of truth.
你要用真理嚟到束腰。
You know, so the idea of the belt of truth refers to actually the believer's attitude of truthfulness and readiness.
用真理束腰嘅意思就係代表一個基督徒佢對真理真實嗰個態度。
Alright, so the belt of truth represents the believer's attitude of truthfulness.
以真理束腰是代表了一个基督徒对看真理的这个信实性。
And that readiness to battle for Christ.
和他们是不是已经准备好为基督作战。
You know, just as a belt gave the soldier freedom of movement.
正如这个皮带, 讓呢一啲嘅士兵有呢一個自如嘅活動。
When you wrap the belt of truth around yourself, your soul,
當你將呢一個真理嘅帶嚟到束腰嘅時候,
it gives you that freedom to move in truthfulness, sincerity, and integrity.
亦都俾你喺你嘅真誠、正直。
Does it make sense? When you put that belt on, it frees you to be able to walk in integrity, in holiness, in commitment to Christ. That's the belt of truth. And that belt of truth is very closely connected to the truth of God's word.
The truth of God's word.
Because on that belt of a soldier, it has a strap.
因為一個士兵的這個皮帶是有一個地方的。And
that strap is for you to hold the sword.
這個地方就是你擺劍的地方。Alright,
and you will find out in the rest of the armor, that sword is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, verse 17.
咁在第17節就講到,這個劍就是聖靈的寶劍,就是神的道。
So when we talk about the sword, it's going to talk about the content of God's word.
這裡講到這個聖靈的寶劍,就是講到神話語的內容。
That's where the emphasis is when we talk about the truth of God's word.
當我們講到神話語的信實。
So when we talk about the belt of truth here, it's talking about our attitude of truthfulness.
這裡講到真理, 這裡講到這個信實就是我們
信实，我唔系我哋真实嗰个态度。
So when we as Christians come to train，
当我哋系一个基督徒，我哋嚟呢度接受训练嘅时候
，in order for us to stand firm， in order for
我哋如何可以站立得稳呢
？We must start from the beginning. We must be ready. We must be committed, putting on this belt of truth.
我哋一定要有呢一个嘅委身，我哋要准备好。用真理嚟到束腰。
What you're saying is I'm ready, I'm dressed for battle.
你话啊，我准备好啦，我已经有呢套分装着好啦。
No, starting to get dressed for battle. I'm alert.
我而家警醒啦。
And the question is for us Christians is, have you really put on this belt of truth around your waist?
但系今日对基督徒有呢个嘅问题，你有冇实在用真理嚟到束腰？
Have you girded your loins?
你束咗腰未啊？
Have you put the truth of God's word into your life where you are now living for Christ every moment of your life?
你有冇将神嘅真理摆喺你嘅生命里边，而每一天你系为神而活？
Are you taking your spiritual life seriously?
你系唔系看你嘅属灵嘅生命系重要嘅？
Having that genuine attitude to fight the spiritual battle of living for Christ.
就是每一日去作战，要为主耶稣基督作呢个属灵嘅战。
Fight this battle of living for God's word and putting away falsehood in our lives。
呢个作战就是要为主而活，将虚假嘅事情放下。
You know, this picture of tucking away, hemming those corners of our lives that so easily entangle us and cause us to fall。
呢幅嘅图画要将我哋散收收嘅嘢束起嚟，因为呢啲嘢好容易使我哋绊脚，让我哋跌倒。
We have to see where those corners are, what those corners are.
我哋要知道呢一啲嘅嘢系乜嘢会使我哋
绊倒。Because you are now soldiers of Christ.
我哋系基督嘅精兵。
And Paul calls you here to tuck in the corners of your life.
现在保罗呼召的就是要你将你四方八面散收收的东西
束起来，
将这些谎言束起来。
that you kind of walk by, tuck in those hypocrisies present in our lives.
在我们生命里面有什么虚假的，我们扎实。
You know, we believe the truth, but we're not living it out. That's hypocrisy.
如果我们相信真理，但是我们不在真理而活，这个是虚假的。
Tuck in to that belt of truth, put them away.
让真理来到束腰，将这些东西扎住它。
Tuck in those attitudes of laziness, complacency.
将我们这些懒惰的态度，自满的态度扎起来。
Being satisfied in our Christian life.
在我们基督徒的生命里面，我们已经很满足了。
We have to hem in those temptations of the world that really divide our devotion to God.
我们要将世界带给我们的这些引诱来到扎起来。
You know, what are those flowing corners?
我们有些什么是会试探我们
的？ You know, a lot of those are sometimes just our desires for comfort, for pleasures of the world.
有时就是我们渴慕这个世界的享乐。
You know, sometimes Satan doesn't have to tempt us very much.
有时撒旦不需要很刻意的去试探我们。
You know, because we are very gullible.
因为我们很容易被骗。
We have all these flaps around lying in front of us.
我们有很多能够伴我们跌倒的东西。
Because we're kind of affluent. We have money and we're finding life being comfortable.
因为我们是生活可以是舒适的一群。
And we put this label of Christianity on to my life.
我们只是将基督徒这个的标贴贴在我们的生命上面。
And in reality, we're not living this spiritual battle.
但是事实上我们没有在基督徒生命上面，我们没有进入这场战争。
Sometimes we're living a regular life, slapping a Christian label on it.
我们只不过是过一个普通人的生活，然后将基督徒这个名牌黐在这里。
That's what Paul's warning us of here.
保罗在这里要警告我们的就是这个。
We have to realize we are in a war spiritually.
我们要有警觉，我们是在一场属灵的战争当中。
And we have to tuck in, hem those things that hinder us.
我们要将缠绕我们的东西扎住。
From being an effective soldier in Christ.
以致我们能够为基督作为一个有效的精兵。
Peter gives us the same warning in 1 Peter 1:13.
在彼得前书第一章第十三节，彼得亦都俾我哋有同样嘅一个警告。
You know, it's very funny maybe, but it's very appropriate that he's the person that reminds us, right?
但系觉得或者你觉得好有趣，但系其实佢成为呢个俾我哋提醒嘅人系好合宜。
He really understands what it means to fail, to lose the battle, and deny Christ. You know that, right?
你都知道佢实在明白咩叫做喺基督里边佢系失败。
Because the Bible doesn't shield away how he fails. He shows you in the New Testament.
因为喺新约圣经。我们已经看到他怎样是失败了。
Over and over again, Peter fails.
一次又一次彼得失败。
So is Peter a hypocrite now that he's telling you to do one thing but he did another?
那现在彼得是不是一个虚伪的呢？他讲一套做一套呢？
Of course not.
当然不是啦。
Because he grew in maturity, it was during his immaturity that he floundered and he failed Christ.
因为在他不成熟的时候他跌倒他离弃
But as the Spirit strengthened his soul,
但是当圣灵帮助他刚强的时候
helped him to grow,
帮助他成长的时候
he became that rock that God built his church upon.
他是成为神用他成为一个防角石来到去建立教会。
Well, that's the hope that we have. God is the rock. God will make you the rock to build his church upon.
你知这个都是我们的盼望，神就会使用我们去建立教会。
Even Peter, who floundered all over the place.
就算彼得一次又一次的跌倒。
And that's why perhaps that's why he reminds us of this over and over again to stand firm.
所以彼得在这里一次又一次提醒我们要站立得稳。
Resist that devil because he understood fully what that meant.
我们要敌挡撒旦，因为他完全知道这个意思。
1 Peter 1:13 it says, therefore prepare. It actually says, gird your minds in the Greek. For action. Gird your minds for action and be sober minded. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Christ. As obedient children, do not conform to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
所以要约束你们的心。谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前无昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
So that's the idea of girding our minds, girding our hearts.
怎样叫做束要束约束我们的心
put,
我们心中
put away those passions of our former ignorance
就是我们从前愚昧不知放纵私欲的
so this guarding this girding of our hearts it takes a time to reflect and examine our own hearts
要约束我们的心是要用时间去反省在我们心里面的事情
we really need to evaluate our desires and what are the things that influence us and the people who influence us
我们要反省我们心里面的渴慕是什么周围影响我们的人又是哪一位
sometimes we're very gullible That we walk blindly and think we're walking the right way, but sometimes we're walking towards a pothole.
有时我们瞎眼这样走路的，我们见了个凼，我们都看不到的。
So Paul is reminding us we have to be sober-minded. We have to be sincere.
所以保罗在这里说我们要警醒，我们要有这个真诚。
Let that word of truth dwell within us.
让这个真理居住在我们里面
To make us truthful
使我们是真实的
To make us sober
使我们是醒觉的
To make us committed to this to fighting for Christ
使我们有这个委身为基督作战
That's the idea of setting your minds on Christ
这个意思就是专注于基督
That I am ready for battle
我已经准备作战
Question you have to ask ourselves all the time, do I really love the truth?
我们时常要问自己的问题就是我是不是真的热爱真理呢?
Do I really believe the truth?
我是不是真的相信真理呢?
Will I go to war for the truth?
我会不会为着真理来作战呢?
You know, you have to pull up those loose ends.
你要将呢一啲散沙收集起嚟。
We have to have that sincerity and dedication and commitment to Christ.
我哋对基督要有呢个嘅真诚，有呢一个嘅诚信。
To gird our loins with the belt of truth.
我哋要用真理嚟到束腰。
And after we've done that, we put on this breastplate of righteousness.
咁当我哋咁样做之后，我哋就要穿上呢一个。
So this breastplate goes on top of that tunic and this belt of truth.
呢个公义嘅护心镜咧，就系喺呢个内衣同埋呢个束腰嘅皮带之上嘅。
Is really really important.
而呢一个护心镜咧系好紧要嘅。
Because it covers our most vulnerable parts of our body.
因为要保护我哋最紧要嘅器官。
You know, the breastplate of the Roman soldier was sometimes made out of steel chains that were weaved.
呢啲罗马士兵佢哋嘅护心镜有时就系用呢啲铁链炼成嘅。
Or else many times it was a pounded plate of metal that made in the shape of the soldier.
又话佢咧系用一块铁揼成。
You know, and no soldier would ever go into battle without wearing that breastplate to protect his vital organs.
冇一个士兵会唔穿呢一个护心镜就上战场。
So Paul is saying, Christians, you have to put on this breastplate of righteousness that protects your heart from the attacks of Satan.
所以呢度保罗就话。基督徒，你要用公义当作护心镜去抵挡魔鬼撒旦嘅攻击。
That makes sense, right?
系咪好有道理啊
？Because in reality, it's only the righteousness of Christ that can protect us.
因为事实上嚟讲，唯独基督嘅公义能够保护我哋。
Because Christ is true righteousness, and He protects our hearts and our souls.
因为基督就系真正嘅个公义，佢保护我哋嘅心，保护我哋嘅灵。
And that true righteousness comes from God.
而真正嘅公义系从神而嚟。
Remember, we are made righteous.
你记唔记得啊？我哋系被得称为义。
We're made holy through faith in Christ.
系藉住我哋喺基督耶稣里边嘅信心，我哋成圣。
You know, John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节咁样讲：神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So when we trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
当我哋信靠主耶稣基督为我哋救主
，our sins are forgiven.
我哋嘅罪得赦免。
You know that is making us righteous.
就系咁样使我哋得称为义。
God is the one that has made us holy before Him.
是神使我们在祂面前成圣。
That is through Christ.
这个是藉着主耶稣基督。
You know, and this is the, what theologians call imputed righteousness that God gives to us.
而神学家就会讲这个是一个归算我们的义。
Imputed means the word he's given, it's put on you.
归算意思就是神赐给你的。
It's applied to you.
是用在你的身上。
Our Philippians 3, it's been put upon you, given to you.
腓立比书第三章讲话，这个是神所赐给你的。
It's not something that you do yourself.
不是你自己所做的。
Something that God has accomplished through Christ alone.
乃是神藉着主耶稣基督，唯独主耶稣基督成就。
And now you stand before God righteous. You are declared righteous before God.
现在你站在神面前是得。
And if you remember your membership class, that what is that called? You're justified.
如果你上过会友班嘅，你就会知道呢一个嘅名词就系话称为义。
That is justification.
得称为义。
Your imputed righteousness is what protects every Christian, every heart.
就系呢个归信嘅义去保护每一个嘅基督徒。
That is what makes your salvation sure.
就是这样东西使你的得救能够有这个肯定。
That's put on you by God. It's a gift.
这个是神赐给你的礼物。
All Christians have that already.
每一个信徒都有了。
So think about it. Why does Paul say here, put on the breastplate of righteousness?
那为什么保罗这里还要说要用公义当作护心镜呢?
You already have it. Why is it put it on?
他说你已经有了,为什么还要穿上去啊?
Putting on implies the application.
要穿上呢意思就是说你要去 運用去應用。
Is putting on the application of your imputed righteousness.
意思就是說你要去運用這個已經歸算了給你的義。
Right now you have been justified, you declared righteous.
現在你已經得稱為義。
Now what happens?
那又怎樣呢?
Now you must live righteously.
現在你就要在公義裡面來過活。
Right, you have been made holy.
你已經
You have been made holy.
你已經在神裡面成為聖潔。
Now go live holy and righteous.
現在你活著就要是在公義聖聖裡面。
Now, this is actually pointing to everything that Paul has been talking about in Ephesians.
其實這裡就是指出保罗在以弗所书一路以来所讲的。
Right, what has he been saying all along? You've been actually given every spiritual blessing.
保罗就其实在这里讲，所有一切属灵上的祝福你已经得到了。
And to make it short, you've been given the Holy Spirit to live in your heart.
很简单来讲，你已经被赐圣灵居在你的心里面。
That you are a new being through the Spirit.
藉著聖靈，你是一個新造的人。
You have a new birth, a new life.
你是一個新的生命。
And now you are capable and you are responsible.
現在你就有這個能力，亦都有這個的責任。
To apply that righteousness in the way that you live.
在你生活上面去活出這個公義。
God has given righteousness to you already. You've been enabled to...Turn from sin and follow after Christ.
神已经将这个义给过你，你已经有这个的能力去转离罪，转向基督。
Philippians 2:12 reminds us of this. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
这样看来，我们亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常信服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是信服的，就当恐惧战惊，造成你们得救的功夫。
So that's the idea of working out your salvation with fear and trembling.
咩叫战惊恐惧嘅？造成你得救的功夫。
You have been saved. You've been made righteous.
你已经得救了，已经被称为义了。
Now you are responsible to go out and live righteously.
现在你就有个责任去活一个公义的生命。
You know, that's what theologians like to call imputed righteousness.
神学家就称这个为赐予的义。
Well, that's a command for us to go out and live righteously.
这个是一个诫命，我们要活出公义。
So imputed righteousness is the living out of the righteous life powered by the Holy Spirit. That's what imputed righteousness means. Imparted righteousness. I'm confused too. Imparted righteousness means that you're living out the Christian life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Imparted.
而这个赐予的义的意思就是你要凭住圣灵的大能每一日过一个公义的生活。
That's why I was never a theologian. I hate these terms too.
所以我不是一个神学家，我都有混淆。
It's the idea of sanctification, okay?
个意思是什么？就是成圣的过程。
You've been made justified already, righteous. Now you go live it out. God will live out sanctification in your life.
这个就是一个成圣的过程，你已经被称为义了，现在你要过一个公义的生活，是一个成圣的过程。
God is imparting to you righteousness in your life.
神在你的生命里面将这个义赐过给你。
To make you holy, to be more like Christ each and every day.
使你圣洁，让你每一日更像基督。
But as he's doing that,
但是当他这样做的时候，
He calls you, he commands you to be responsible for the way you live.
他亦都呼召你，你对你如何过活的方式要负责任。
You are responsible to live holy.
因为你有这个责任要过一个圣洁公义的生活。
That's the work of the Spirit in your heart.
这个就是圣灵在你心里面的工作。
And if one has been truly justified, you will desire to be sanctified.
如果一个人是实在的被称义的时候，你心里面就有这个渴求过一个公义的生活。
Now that's what Paul is talking about here.
保罗在这里就是讲这件事。
He says this, repeats this in Romans 13 as well.
在罗马书第三章，第十三章，他也有这样
说。But this you know the time that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on this armor of light.Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies or drunkenness, not in sexual immorality or sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to gratify its desires.
在者你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了，黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们再当脱去暗昧的行为，戴上光明的器皿兵器，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可放言醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可争战嫉妒，增敬嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Cast away all the works of darkness.
将所有黑暗的事情除去。
We're to walk in the light.
但是要在光明道路上来到行走。
That's how we are to walk holy before Christ.
这个就是我们这样的方式在神，在基督的面前来到行走。
We're to apply the righteousness that we've been given.
我们要去活出所赐给我们的义。
And that application means that we walk holy lives.
这个意思就是我们要在一个圣洁的道路上活着。
So this is the breastplate of righteousness that Paul is talking about here.
保罗就是去这样的去描述什么叫做用公义当作护心的。
We have to have the imputed righteousness.
首先我们要有一个归算给我们的义。
We're made holy by Christ. That's ultimately what protects each of us.
因为是基督使我们得称为义，是基督保护我们。
And secondly, we must also have the imparted righteousness.
第二，我们也都需要的，这个赐予给我们的公义。
To live holy.
以致我们能够过一个圣洁的生活。
To live righteous.
过一个公义的生活。
To practice that righteousness and holiness each and every day.
每一日就是去活一个圣洁公义的方式。
Because if we live our lives continued in disobedience,
因为如果我们继续做叛逆之子，
you'll be vulnerable to Satan's attacks.
我们就很容易受到撒旦的攻击。
Satan sees our sin.
因为撒旦看到我们的罪。
He can see the kinks in our armor.
他会看到我们这个的军装上面
扭坏的地方。If our breastplate is cracked,
例如如果我们的护心镜有个裂缝，
your enemy will attack you through that crack.
你的敌人就会趁着这个裂缝的地方来攻击你。
So if your enemy, the Satan, sees the crack of sins in your life,
如果撒旦在你的生命里面看到哪一度有罪的裂头，
You'll attack that crap.
他就是攻击那个地方了。
and everything starts to fall apart.
而其他的事情就会开始破坏。
You know, it's true when sin becomes rooted in a person's life.
其实很实在的，当罪在一个人的生命里面来到扎根，
Life does fall apart.
这个生命呢也都会是
Until you uproot those sins and by repentance and faith,
一直至到你将呢啲罪连根拔起，就系藉住认罪悔改。
You'll just wallow in your sin and struggles.
你只会俾呢啲嘅罪嚟到去困住你。
We saw a very good example of that in King David.
我哋喺大卫王嘅身上，我哋可以睇得好清楚。
That after he committed adultery with Bathsheba,
当佢同拔士巴犯咗奸淫之后
，nothing went right for him.
喺佢生命里边好多嘢。
He would make one wrong decision and one lie after another.
He'll
send Uriah into the front line and actually kill him.
Right,
if you want to read about that, read about it and read Psalms 32 and 51.
如果你想读这个故事呢，你就读诗篇第32篇和51篇。
It shows us the price that he paid for living in his lies.
这里就让我们看到大卫王他怎样的要付出为了他所讲的大话。
And in the example, when we don't put on this breastplate of righteousness to live righteously,We will be attacked and we will fail and fall apart.
这个也是一个例子，当我们不用公义当作护心镜的时候，我们会跌倒，我们会被攻击。
Until David came back in repentance and faith, God restored him.
一直等到大卫落王去到神的面前认罪悔改的时候，神就回复他。
But he learned a very painful lesson.
但是其中他学了一个很伤痛的
And also, God will not be mocked.
还有神是不会被人欺笑。
David lived the consequences of his sin to his old age.
而大卫在他晚年的时候，亦都要去承担他所犯
的错。That a sword would never be taken away from his home.
没错，这个宝剑永远不会离开他的家。
And we saw what happened to his home and his son Absalom.
但是我们也都看到在他的儿子身上所发生的事。
He bears the consequences of his sin.
他就是要对他所犯的罪有这个结果。
But yes, David was saved. He has eternal life.
没错，大卫是得救，他有永恒的生命。
And we can do that same thing in our lives. We can go to heaven, but do we want to live and suffer the consequences of sin?
没错，我们都可以去到天堂，但是我们愿不愿意去面对我们罪所带来的后果呢？
That is losing part of the battles that God has put before us on earth.
这个也都是在神要我们面对的战争里面输的一场。
Put on this breastplate of righteousness.
我们要用公义当作护心镜。
It's the symbol of the believer's righteousness in Christ.
就是象征着一个信徒在基督里面得的义。
And it's also our righteous living out of that righteousness in Christ.
但是也都预表了一个基督徒在基督里所活出一个公义的生命。
So you must have both.
所以你必须有两样。
Justification always comes with sanctification.
得称为义之后，必然跟住的就是成圣的过
程。If you are made holy by Christ's blood, you will make holy in your life.
如果你是藉着基督的宝血成得以称义成圣的时候，你亦都会过一个圣洁的生活。
That's the breastplate of righteousness is talking about.
这个就是用公义当作护心镜的意思。
Why?
点解呢？
Because you have the Holy Spirit living within you as a Christian.
因为当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你有圣灵居在你的心中。
And if the Holy Spirit is in you, you will bear fruits of righteousness that God has prepared for you.
因为如果有圣灵居在你的心中里面的时候，你就会结出神为你预备的属灵果子。
So as Christians, we need to be prepared.
所以作为基督徒的时候，我们要做好准备。
We need to be awakened and ready for battle.
我们要醒过来准备作战。
We have to put on this belt of truth.
我们要用真理当作带子出腰。
We have to gird our loins and take away the things that are hindering us.
我们要束腰，使那些使我们绊脚的东西扎起。
And we put on this breastplate of righteousness.
我们要用公义当作护心镜。
Christ has made you righteous and holy.
神已经称你为义，使你成圣。
And you are responsible.
而你就有呢个责任。
To walk in holiness.
喺圣洁嘅道路上边嚟到行走。
Ephesians 14. Stand firm, therefore, having fastened on the breastplate of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
以弗所书六章十四节，所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
You know, don't be like Jackie Chan.
唔好好似成龙咁样。
Thinking that your kung fu is good enough to go fight Satan on your own.
以为你嘅功夫已经够啦，你可以凭住自己嘅力量去打撒旦。
You know, practice your horse stance.
你要练习企得稳啊，扎马。
Practice what it means to stand firm in the belt of truth.
乜嘢叫做用真理束腰站立得稳？
And putting on this breastplate of righteousness.
咩叫做用公义当作护心镜站立得
稳？ We have to put on the right armor.
我哋要穿咗啱嘅军装。
For us to be able to stand.
以致我哋先至站立得稳。
Let's pray.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for it is your grace and grace, your grace alone.
主，我哋去感谢你，因为系唯独你嘅恩典。
That works within our hearts.
喺我哋生命里边嚟到工作。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will continue to move us.
求你嘅圣灵继续嘅打动我哋。
Work within the midst of our hearts.
喺我哋心里边嚟到工作。
Father, forgive us for sometimes we do grow lazy.
天父，求你赦免我哋，因为我哋有时实在系会懒惰。
We do grow too comfortable in our sin and in the comforts of our desires of this world.
喺我哋嘅罪里边，喺我哋渴慕呢个世界里边，我哋太过舒服。
We're stuck in indifference to this war that you put us in.
我哋对你要我哋上呢个作呢个战争毫不关心。
We're not really living fighting for you.
我哋实在冇为你嚟到征战。
Father, awaken us.
求主你唤醒我哋。
Father, may your spirit shake us and move us.
求你嘅灵去打动我哋。
To really put on this belt of truth.
让我哋用真理嚟到束腰。
To gird our loins.
让我哋束腰。
To put into this truth, all the things that hinder us.
将所有缠绕我哋嘅。
Whether it's our sins, whether it's our desires, whether it's our struggles, even struggles of finance and health and everything.
无论系我哋嘅心所渴慕嘅，或者系我哋一啲嘅挣扎，或者系我哋喺生活上嘅一啲嘅困难。
Help us to hem in these loose ends.
帮助我哋绑实呢一啲。
So that we truly be ready to fight this battle, spiritual battle.
以致我哋实在嘅准备好作呢场属灵嘅战争。
That it's a battle for our souls.
呢个系为着我哋嘅灵嘅一场战争。
That we can live, help us to put on this breastplate to be able to live righteously as you've called us to do.
帮助我哋以公义嘅当为护心镜，以致我哋能够活出一个公义嘅生活。
You've made us whole. You've justified us before Christ.
在基督里，你已经使我们成圣，使我们称义。
Help us to be sanctified each day.
帮助我们每一日的去成圣。
You are making us holy.
是你使我们成圣。
But you've called us to be responsible.
但是同样你呼召我们，我们要负责任。
You hold us accountable.
你也都要我们负责任。
To seek after righteous living.
去寻觅过一个公义嘅生活。
Father, help us to live by the power of your Spirit.
天父帮助我哋凭住圣灵嘅大能而活。
To turn away from just living by the knowledge of our own minds.
去转离我哋，唔好靠住我哋头脑嘅知识。
For our mind sometimes fools us so much.
因为我哋嘅知识亦都可以愚弄我哋。
That makes us think that we're capable without you.
让我哋以为。我哋冇你都可以嘅。
Without really living dependent on you，
我哋冇真正嘅去靠你而活。
Close to you each and every day by praying, by meditation and reading of your word，
帮助我哋每日凭住读圣经、默想同埋祈求、祈祷去靠近你。
Create in us this clean heart, O Lord，
帮我哋里边做一个清心。
That we will walk。As your obedient children,
以致我哋系顺服嘅跟你。
Ready to war for you,
已经准备为你嚟到作。
Don't let us be that stumbling block that causes failure in Christ.
帮助我哋唔好成为一个 喺基督里边嘅一个绊脚石。
But our Lord, help us to stand firm.
帮助我哋站立得稳。
It is only by your grace.
因为唯独凭住你嘅恩典。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
Let's all